It was just last week on last week's episode of Girly So Groovy where we listened to 90s Halifax alternative rock band Plumtree. Well, after the band disbanded in the early 2000s, the band members went in different directions. Catriona Sturton found herself in Ottawa and moving into the indie folk area of making music, and she does it so beautifully. That is Catriona Sturton right there with the song Wheel of Fortune. That's from her independent release Bumblebee. In the middle, it is Stratford, Ontario singer, songwriter, folk artist Kat Clyde. Her new album is called Down Rounder. We heard the song Real Love. It's an album that I am so glad that I just kind of randomly grabbed. I forget how I even came across it, but heard the voice and thought, this is something I want to hear more of. I think it was probably through Bandcamp, now that I think of it. And the more I listen, the more I thoroughly enjoy the music that Kat Clyde makes. And then we started the set off with a song that is almost 20 years old now, and it is a song that I've been wanting to work its way into Girly So Groovy for quite a while. It is the incredible American treasure of a songwriter known as Patty Griffin. Her song is called Making Pies from the album A Thousand Kisses. I remember it was in the 90s when I got a chance to see Patty Griffin touring her debut album, Living with Ghosts. And I was such a fan then that I waited until the show was over and waited for quite a bit after for a chance for an autograph, but also have a chance to tell her that she writes music as if she is a novelist writing stories and bringing such narrative to the music that she makes. And it 30 years later, I still think that about the music that Patty Griffin makes. Such an incredible songwriter. Okay, speaking of incredible songwriters, right now it is folk artist Alila Diane right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Do that.
Celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Music right there from multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and harpist, Joanna Newsom. The song is called Time as a Symptom. That's the closing track to Joanna Newsom's album Divers. In the middle, it is brand new music from Josephine Foster. Now, Josephine Foster often is considered an outsider folk artist. And I think probably one of the biggest reasons she's considered an outsider artist is for the experimentation that she takes from album to album. She is somebody who pivots on a dime. Her last few albums were pedal steel heavy, country leaning albums, whereas her newest album, the new album Domestic Sphere, just released back in April, is so, so minimalist. And you heard it for yourself in the middle there, stripped down acoustics, paired with sound recordings right out of nature with the birds, the owls. A couple songs have coyotes on them. So it's an interesting listen. And if you are a fan of that kind of outsider folk sound, you definitely want to check out Josephine Foster. And then starting the set off, it's music from Alila Diane. The song is called Rose and Thorns. It's from her album About Time, and About Farewell. And I think that title is fitting because we're at the end of the 2 hours and I'm about to wish you farewell, my least favorite time of the week. But I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 21, almost 22 years, I cannot thank you enough. Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting proudly for over 2 decades now at CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit listening area. And since then, we are now syndicated across Canada and into the United States. Perhaps you're listening on your favorite community or campus station, whether you're in LaGrange, Illinois, just outside of Chicago, or British Columbia, if it is Nanaimo, Burnaby, Kamloops, or Shuswap, Lethbridge, Alberta, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Maybe you're in Ontario, in Thunder Bay, Kingston, or Sudbury, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Maybe you're in New Brunswick, if it's Sackville, St. John, or Fredericton, Bombay, Newfoundland, way out on the East Coast. We are coast to coast, and I am so happy because of that. Or maybe you're one of our 1,800 loyal followers on our Mixcloud listening page. All you need to do is go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE, and you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy. In the meantime, I want you to stay in touch with the show. You can always message me any requests. It is Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy. All right, let's wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy. And I don't think I need to remind you of this, but I will anyways. It is June, and that means it is Pride Month. Whether you live in a community of over 2 million people or a small household of just two of you, please, please, please celebrate Pride. Remember that Pride, whether you live in that house of two or in that community of 2 million, Pride is all about letting everybody know that we exist because we are here. Pride is all about coloring with all the colors of the rainbow. And this artist I'm going to leave you with is one of those artists. It is Toronto trans musician Angel Apricot. They've got a brand new album out. The Pink Sunset Over You is the name of the album. I'm going to leave you with a song, Persistence, from Angel Apricot. When I think of Pride, the word persistence goes hand in hand with that sentiment. And girl, in this age we're living in, we need to persist to celebrate Pride. It saddens me that I have to say it, but it also emboldens me. We persist to be proud. Here's Angel Apricot. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
There's no